CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you, as usual, by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find a script of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 8th of July, 2018. Here are the main news headlines. World Radio Sport Team Championship looms. RSGB NRC opens all week during holidays. Beware of scam emails. The World Radio Sport Team Championship takes place this week, running from Thursday the 12th to Monday the 16th. The invitation-only event pits the world's elite contestants against each other in two-person teams. To level the playing field, all the contestants use similar stations with similar antennas, and all within their relatively small geographical operating area, to ensure no one is aided or disadvantaged by local propagation conditions. We have more details on how you can take part in the contest section of this bulletin. The year's event takes place in Germany, and you can find details of all parts of the event at www.wrtc2018.de. I'll say that again, www.wrtcfigures2018.de. Starting from Tuesday the 17th of July, the RSGB National Radio Centre will be open 7 days a week instead of the usual six. This is so everyone visiting the Bletchley Park site in the holiday season has a chance to experience the NRC. This arrangement will continue until the end of August. Increasing visiting numbers mean there are now a minimum of three NRC volunteers on duty at all times, thanks to an increase in the number of volunteers. Members of the RSGB can get free admission to Bletchley Park by downloading a voucher from the RSGB website. See www.rsgb.org/Bletchley-park-voucher for details. We understand that a poorly worded online message has been circulating, purportedly from the ARRL, seeking donations supposedly to cover the medical expenses of a poorly child called Dawn. The ARRL has confirmed this email as a scam and describes it as despicable, the attempt to prey on the willingness of amateurs to help others in need. If the ARRL, RSGB, or any other responsible organisation launches an appeal, it will normally be announced on their website, which you should not access by clicking on a link in an email. You may remember that Chertsey Radio Club member James Preece, M0JFP, was planning to take part in the Benim Dawmore Bust Rally Challenge. His 18-year-old Vauxhall Vectra successfully negotiated the 1,500-mile drive. Sporting a large pirate flag in keeping with the car's pirate radio theme, he carried an HF payload sponsored by Moon Acre and used car-to-car communication gear sponsored by Ritavis. James raised several hundred pounds for the Children's Ward of St Peter's in Chertsey, and overall the event attracted some 200 cars and raised a lot of money for the Benidorm charity Busy Bees, who help support battered women and abused children. You can find out more about the event at www.benidormorbust.co.uk. Separately, James was interviewed by local TV station Get Surrey Talking TV about receiving the slow scan TV transmissions from the International Space Station that we featured in last week's broadcast. You can see a recording of the interview at tinyurl.com/GB2RS-Figures0807A for Alpha. A reminder now that an RSGB Train the Trainers course will take place at Barry Amateur Radio Club from 10 a.m. on Saturday the 21st of July. For more information and details on how to book a place, contact Lynn Jones, GW0ANA, via email to rm7@rsgb.co.uk. Now for details on rallies and events in the coming week. Stockport Radio Rally takes place today the 8th at Warthew House, 112 Shore Heath, Stockport, SK26SQ. Car parking is available around the venue and talking station will be on the air. Doors open at 10 a.m. Disabled visitors gaining access at 9:30. Entry is £2. The Betrayed Stand Special Interest Groups and RSGB Bookstall. Contact Nigel Roscoe, G0RXA 07506 904422, or email info@g8srs.co.uk. The 22nd Red Rose QRP Festival takes place next Sunday the 15th at St Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PR. There is easy access from all major motorways, plus the A580 and 579. There is car parking, bring and buy refreshments, the bar and disabled access. Doors open 11 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. for traders. And admission is £2.50. Details from Les, G4HZJ, 07796 264569. Also next Sunday, the Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally takes place at Pen Air School, Truro. That's in Cornwall, TR11TN. Doors open 10:30, £2 to get in. There'll be traders bring and buy, club stalls and car parking. Catering is available on site. Contact Mike G1NRF on 01209 211069 for more information. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from the 425 DX News and other sources, Manfred DL5FAB will be active as Fox Yankee stroke call sign portable from French Guiana until the 13th of July, operating on HF with CW and FT8. He's also planning to operate from one of the Salut Islands, IOTA SA020, QSL Far Bureau or EQSL. Bruce 3W3B will be active as XW4XR from Laos from the 11th to the 22nd. He'll be operating 40 to 10 metres and hopefully 6 metres, CW, RTTY and JT65, QSL via E21 EIC, Logbook of the World or Direct. André, NJ0F will be active as A25A from Botswana. From the 13th to the 20th, he'll be on 82 1 metre SSB, it's what it says here, CW, RTTY and FT8, QSL via NJ0F direct or Club Log OQRS. Gail, G6GO and Mike, NA6MB, will be active as ZF2GO and ZF2NA from Grand Cayman Island, IOTA NA016, from the 11th to the 15th, operating 160 to 6 metres. They will also take part in the IARU HF contest as ZF1A, the CARS HQ station, QSL via G6GO. Emil, DLHHA, will be active on HF as IS0 stroke call sign from Sardinia, IOTA EU024, until the 13th, QSL home caller logbook of the world. Now for special event news, FIFA World Cup Marathon Station MB18 FIFA will be on the air on Thursday from the Aberystwyth and District Radio Society. The station will be on the HF, 6 metre, 4 metres and 2 metre bands, and also working via satellite. On Saturday, the 300th anniversary of the founding of New Orleans will be marked by N30 operating FT8 on 40 metres and 20 metres from 1400 UTC to 2300. For more details, see https://therareones.so/. I'll spell it for you. TheRareonesOf NEWORLEANS, which I think comes out as the Rare Ones of New Orleans .loga.us. Another interesting call on the air is Sugar590RTVS, celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Radio and Television Corporation of Slovenia. It's been on the air since March and concludes at the end of December. Special QSL is available via the Bureau. Log is being uploaded onto Logbook of the World and Club Log on a regular basis. Next Sunday, Warrington Amateur Radio Club is operating GB2TAC as part of Hooton Park Craft and Family Run Day. If you're planning a special event station, please remember to send advance publicity to Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. We're very happy to help publicise your event free, but can't help unless you tell us all about it. Now for contest news, the RSGB VHF UHF National Field Day is in progress, running from 1400 UTC on Saturday to 1400 UTC on Sunday. All modes can be used on all bands between 60 megs and 1.3 gigs. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Today sees the third 2-metre backpacker contest running from 1100 UTC to 1500, overlapping the last few hours of VHF National Field Day. The backpackers contest uses all modes on the 2-metre band and the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the FM only 432 megs FMAC runs from 1800 UTC to 1900, immediately followed by the all mode 432 megs UKAC, which ends at 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is the same signal report, serial number and locator. Similarly, Thursday sees the FM only 50 MHz FMAC from 1800 UTC to 1900, immediately followed by the all mode 50 megs UKAC ending at 2130 UTC. Again, signal report, serial number and locator form the exchange. The IAR UHF Championship is the big contest news next weekend, running from 1200 UTC on Saturday to 1200 on Sunday. It's a CW and SSB event on all the contest bands from 1.8 to 28 megs. The exchange signal report and ITU zone, which is 27 for the UK. Competitors in the World Radio Sport Team Championship will be taking part, and the organisers invite you to work as many of the team as you can. In return, there are rewards to be run, along with the respect and thanks of the organiser. You can track the progress of the team championships via the www.wrtcfigures2018.de website, which also includes links to live streaming video, daily reports and online scorecard. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. The 2018 Baker Island expedition has now concluded. As we said last week, the path from the UK to the Pacific is a difficult one, but plenty of UK amateurs did manage to make the contact with KH7Z. 20 and 17 metres did indeed prove to be the best bands, but on the whole, it was only better equipped stations with beams and linear amplifiers that made it. There were some exceptions. ENG4IIY in Cumbria managed the contact with 100 watt CW to a quarter wave vertical. With a solar flux index under 70 and polar path, it was never going to be easy, but a low K index representing settled geomagnetic conditions helped a lot. A small equatorial coronal hole became Earth-facing on Thursday the 5th, so we can expect the possibility of unsettled geomagnetic conditions on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th. Otherwise, NOAA predicts settled geomagnetic conditions for the rest of the week. The solar flux index is likely to remain about 68 for the first half of the week as the sun remains spotless, but it is predicted to rise to around 75 in the latter half. F2 layer MUFs continue to struggle much above 18 megs on 3,000 kilometre paths during the day, but can remain above 7 and even 10 megs at night. We can expect to see continued sporadicity, which can bring short skip on all HF bands at times. Do keep an eye on 10 metres for sporadic E openings, especially the CW beacons that run from about 28160 to 28325 megs. And, if doubt, call CQ, you never know who might come back. Now VHF and up, it's another week of high pressure with a few minor adjustments to the weather maps. This move may prove plenty of tropo during the coming week, especially around the coast and across sea paths. Remember that the best time for overland tropo propagation is from sunset and overnight until just after sunrise the following morning, so get on the bands after supper and before breakfast for the best chance of DX openings. There'll be a few showers in the next week, especially in the south and west, but these will be fairly well isolated, so any microwave band rain scatter options will be limited. Sporadic E is still available through July and August and perhaps early September in some years, although it can be a bit fickle. Using the cluster and websites such as dxmap.com or on4kst.com, it's a great way to get a flavour of activity and the paths currently on offer. The best times are usually late morning and late afternoon or early evening. There are no major meteor showers this week, so get on early in the morning for the best random meteor scatter conditions. It's worth noting that with Tropo, meteor scatter and to some extent sporadic EDX on VHF and up suits those who have to do a normal working day. The new lunar month is underway again, with positive and rising declination and falling losses up to the moon's perigee on Friday morning, but be aware that the sun is close to the moon early on Friday, so solar noise levels will be high. That said, it's a good week for EME. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.